This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Thursday signed into law the $1.9 trillion relief package that he said will help the United States defeat the coronavirus and nurse the economy back to health. Some checks to Americans could begin arriving this weekend. The signing came just hours before Biden delivers his first primetime address since taking office, aiming to steer the nation toward a hungered-for sentiment, hope. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president will look to mourn that 530,000 Americans the virus has killed the past year and project optimism.
That is exactly the balance that he is hoping to strike tonight.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki calls it a mix of looking back and forward, highlighting the administration's past and future steps to fight the pandemic. The president will also ask Americans to stay vigilant amid virus fatigue and growing impatience for a return to normalcy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of Americans filing claims for unemployment benefits remains high, but it is heading down. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment aid dropped by 42,000 last week to 712,000. While still high by historical standards, it is the lowest number of claims since early November, evidence that fewer employers are cutting jobs. As the number of confirmed coronavirus cases drop, all told, 4.1 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits. And with federal programs factored in, more than 20 million people are currently collecting some form of jobless aid. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, the S&P and the Dow reached all-time highs Thursday. The Dow was up 0.58%, the S&P leaped 1.04%, and the NASDAQ added more than 2.5%. This is VOA News. With a moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests, Japan on Thursday mourned the 20,000 victims of a massive earthquake and tsunami that struck 10 years ago. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
At 2:46 p.m., the exact moment the earthquake struck, Emperor Naruhito and his wife led a moment of silence to honor the dead in a commemorative ceremony in Tokyo. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga told the memorial ceremony that the loss of life was still impossible to contemplate. The government has spent about $300 billion to rebuild the region, but areas around the Fukushima plant remain off limits, a no man's land, and worries about radiation levels still remain. Some anti-nuclear protesters rallied in front of the headquarters of the Tokyo Electric Power Company, the operator of the Daiichi power plant, Thursday night.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Myanmar's military junta accused deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi of corruption on Thursday and defended their handling of anti-coup protests. But as Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, at least 8 people were killed when the army opened fire on demonstrators.
Spokesman Brigadier General Zhu Min-Tun said Suu Kyi took payments worth $600,000, as well as gold, while in government. According to complaints made by a former minister, that an anti-corruption committee is investigating. He also said security forces only used force when necessary against demonstrators, but 8 people were killed when they opened fire on anti-coup protesters again on Thursday. Thursday's deaths add to a toll of more than 60 demonstrators killed since the coup of February 1st. That's according to a political prisoners advocacy group. On Wednesday, Amnesty International accused the military of adopting battle tactics and using lethal force against demonstrators. And the UN Security Council condemned the violence and urged the army to show restraint.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. China's ceremonial legislature has endorsed the Communist Party's latest move to tighten control over Hong Kong, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The National People's Congress voted 2,895-0 to endorse changes that would give a pro-Beijing committee power to appoint more of Hong Kong's lawmakers, reducing the number elected by the public. The measure adds to a crackdown against a protest movement in Hong Kong calling for greater democracy. The crackdown prompts complaints Beijing is eroding the autonomy promised when Hong Kong was handed to China in 1997. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.